Welcome to Unbalanced, the parenting podcast that admits that children are horrible little monsters.
But we still love them. Every week, we take questions and comments from our listeners, and we throw in our own two cents. I'm Bill. I've got three awesome kids.
And I'm Bridget. I've got no kids, four pets, and plenty of opinions.
F-bomb mom writes in our first question, "My kid is starting to parrot my filthy language back at me. The babysitter called and she wouldn't even repeat what my daughter said while I was at work today. What can I do to stop swearing in front of my kids because it's starting to rub off?"
Listen, mom, let me drop some knowledge on you right now. These little goblins, they're going to learn how to swear from their little punk friends, if not from you. So I say if you're going to do something, don't half-ass it, whole-ass it. Any dumb kid is going to learn crap shit or the dreaded F-bomb. But my kids, they're going to be classy as f**k. They are going to swear like a world-traveled sailor. And as time goes on, the rest of those kids on that playground are going to gravitate towards my kid as a connoisseur of cursing.
Bridget, all that's going to do is get the kid in trouble at school. I think that this is a great question. First off, you could try a lot of things. You could start with a swear jar. You could replace the swear words with words that are innocuous, like cheese and crackers, you can't wipe your pumpernickel without any toilet paper, Jimmy. You know, that kind of thing. The most important piece of advice I can give you, do not, whatever you do, don't reward the kid by laughing when they are swearing. Because even though it's really, really funny, it's going to cause problems down the line. You're going to be giving that kid some feedback that says it's okay, and this is a good way to make mom and dad laugh.
All right, Bill, let me tackle this next one. Dainty Dad writes, "My wife is pregnant with our first child, and I've never been able to pick up dog poop without dry heaving. I'm worried I won't be able to handle a sick child or something as simple as changing a diaper. How do you get used to the gross factor?" All right, Dainty, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go down to your local hardware store and you're going to hook yourself up with all that hazmat shit. I'm talking the gloves, the mask, the goggles, whole nine yards, everything. And you fucking haul ass to that dirty diaper before anyone else has a chance. You know why? Simple. Blackmail. Because the more you suffer now, the less you have to deal with schoolwork later. You got like 10 months tops.
That's more like 2 years.
Or whatever, to get all the ammo you need to guilt her into 10 grades worth of homework.
It's 12 grades. You dropped out. You didn't graduate.
Not the point. Regardless, you can get the ammo you need. You put that time in now, and you don't need to put it in later.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's horrible advice. Don't listen to what Bridget is saying. Keep in mind, when you bring that little nugget home for the first time, what's in the diaper doesn't smell nearly as bad as you think it's going to. That comes later once they stop eating baby food and start eating like real food. Then things start to get bad, but you're going to work your way up. And by the time you get to, you know, that kid being 3 years old, they're going to throw up in your mouth and you're going to have time to set them down. Make sure that your wife is watching before you make your way to the bathroom to clean up, because that happens. And eventually you're going to learn to deal with it. All right, Bridget, our next email is from Anonymous. They say, "Hi, Bill and Bridget. I just found out that my high school age daughter has been lying to me. I found her on a secret Instagram account posting pictures of her and her friends at a party when she told me that she's been studying. What do I do?"
Okay, man. Anonymous, this is what you do, all right? Listening. So you make your own Instagram and you recreate every photo she has ever posted. And better yet, you start posting those embarrassing photos that you've been collecting for ammo since day fucking one. And that's what you do. And you make sure you tag her and her friends. And if done correctly, pretty soon she won't have any more friends to take her to those parties.
I don't think humiliating your kid is the answer. First off, you have to talk to her about it. You can't just watch from afar. That's going to drive you crazy. But don't punish her yet. Don't punish her. That's only going to drive her away. Point out that this is about her trusting you, not about you trusting her. Let her know that partying's okay, but you want to know when it's happening, who she's with, and that she's making good decisions while she's there, and of course, that she can always call you if she needs to.
I got this one, Bill. Sadly Sober writes in, "I went to have a drink after a long day at work yesterday, and I found that one of my favorite bottles of whiskey was empty. I know it wasn't my wife because she only drinks beer, so the only other possible culprits are my kids or their friends. How do I deal with this? All right, check it, Sally Sober. It's time to lock up the booze. I don't bust my ass.
That's really great advice, Bridget.
Duh, as always. Let me finish, though, right? I don't bust my ass working 5 hours a day just to come home and find that someone's raided my stash. You gotta lock that shit down. Replace it with fucking cheap grade garbage and put a good dose of laxatives in each bottle. Then you just gotta kick back and watch for which of the little gremlins get butt sick first. Trust me, they don't want to repeat that.
Oh my God. Sadly Sober, let me just say this. While this is a different situation to our previous email, the advice that I would give would be pretty similar. I do agree with Bridget that you should lock up your adult beverages. I think that great job, Bridget.
Good idea, but right?
It is, but you should not poison them. You should definitely be talking to them about the effects of alcohol on the adolescent brain. For instance, Bridget, when did you start drinking?
I don't know, probably like 10, but I don't think I got into the hard shit till I was like 14.
See, perhaps you should just play this podcast for the kids and they'll understand the effects. Our last question for today is from an unhappy rogue. They write, "My son is constantly playing World of Warcraft. I play it too, but only a couple hours a week. How do I get my kid to lay off the screen time and do other stuff?" First off,
rogue. Dude, your problem is pretty obvious. You clearly are never going to get to the top of the DPS meters playing for only a couple hours a week. Teach that kid to play healer and get him started as early as possible. Now, when he's done and ready to go, now that you have your own personal instant Q pop and pocket healer, you're going to be rolling in the DPS in the new gear and using your playtime more efficiently. Boom, solved your problem.
I think that that is possibly the worst advice you gave today. Unhappy rogue, the video games are not necessarily the enemy here. I can't agree with Bridget on that. They teach hand-eye coordination as well as teamwork. But if you think your son is having too much video game time, there's a lot of ways that you can easily manage it. World of Warcraft has built-in functionality that can time limit how long that they can play for. You can also set up the PC to only allow your son to play for short periods of time. When the time is up, the computer will lock him out and he won't have any choice but to find something else to do.
Talking about boring.
Okay, Bridget, since you're here, do you want to do the outro?
If you have any burning questions about kids or parenting, send it here. Send it to the emails. Bill will give you the details.
Bridget, as always, you are a font of knowledge. I'm not sure what kind, but you are. Goodbye.
All right, man. B-Town out. See you next week.
Thanks, Bridget. Send your emails to unbalanced@gmail.com, and we will read them on the show. Quick disclaimer now that she's gone. Don't take Bridget's advice. She doesn't have kids. I wouldn't trust her within 10 feet of mine if she's even sniffed a beer. She just shows up on the days that I'm recording, and I don't even know how she finds out when that's happening.